This is Home Improvement USA, the program where the industry experts give the best information on home improvement products and services. Join us now as we begin this hour of Home Improvement USA.
And welcome to Home Improvement USA, your home improvement information source since 1994. I'm Dave Rush, glad to be with you. Joined by my co-host from SRN Broadcasting in Chicago, Steve Leventhal. Steve, how are you today?
Oh, I'm very excited for this interview.
Okay. Well, yeah, exactly, friends. We're going to break format a little bit. You know, we talk all about home improvement on this show and on the Home Improvement USA 24/7 station. But I have a friend who we've done some promotions with in Las Vegas at the National Association of Broadcasters Convention, and his creation is now out and available, several years in progress. So we bring in, and I think this will be interesting, especially to our older listeners like me and you, Steve, guys in their mid-50s and maybe up from there.
Let's pigeonhole ourselves.
But let's bring him in from Los Angeles, Denny Tedesco. Denny, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm on a home improvement show because I'm the guy that when he's hanging a picture, I keep making holes. And as long as the picture covers all the holes, I'm okay.
That's not a bad strategy. Let me write that one down. But Denny, you have created, and now it's available, The Wrecking Crew. And some people, when I say that, they'll go, oh, yeah, that film, that music film, it's great. But you, the creator, tell us about The Wrecking Crew.
Well, The Wrecking Crew was a group of studio musicians in Los Angeles. And they were in the 60s and 70s when the labels were recording rock and roll music, they made sure that they covered their losses by having studio musicians record it. So these guys were doing all the recordings for Elvis, Sinatra, the Beach Boys, the Monkees, Jan and Dean, Mamas and Papas, Fifth Dimension. Anything that was done in L.A. in the 60s most likely had these session players on it. And this one group of session players, because they were doing rock and roll, the older guys didn't want to do it. And the older guys said, these guys are going to wreck the business playing this rock and roll crap.
So that's why they call it The Wrecking Crew. And now, Denny, your father, Tommy Tedesco, was one of the longtime guitar players in what they call The Wrecking Crew.
Exactly. Dad was a session guitar player. He came out of Niagara Falls, New York in the early 50s, 53. He and my mom moved to L.A. and he found work as a guitar player, found himself in the studios. He worked with everybody from Sinatra to Streisand, to the Beach Boys, to Zappa, and then went on to a great career in film with John Williams and James Horner, Mancini, and everybody else. So okay. Dad was passing away in 96, and I wanted to tell that story about my father and his friends, the other musicians, and that's when I started it.
Okay, well, it's a great thing for a son to be able to do that for his father. And I know this is a long time in the works, and we'll talk about that as we move on in the interview. But first, I was surprised to know that the Beach Boys didn't do their own music in a lot of cases, that it was Brian Wilson and then a lot of these guys from The Wrecking Crew. Does that surprise a lot of people? Is that the act that surprises people the most?
Yeah, it probably does, because what happened at the beginning, the Beach Boys played on their first albums. And then when Brian started really stretching out and getting a little more, it was just more difficult, for the other guys to play this stuff. And also the other guys went on the road and Brian didn't. So Brian stayed at home and he started using the session musicians. So Pet Sounds is all it's all the guys. But originally the first few albums they had Hal Blaine and Ray Pullman playing bass. Hal was the drummer and Ray was the bass player.
Not only that, Dave, but a couple of musicians who were part of the Wrecking Crew went on to become household names. And the first one that comes to mind would have been Glenn Campbell, who was also a Beach Boy. And then the late Leon Russell, a keyboardist extraordinaire. He also produced the Mad Dogs and Englishmen tour. He was a good friend of George Harrison. He came out of that crew.
Exactly.
Well, awesome. Denny Tedesco is with us. He is the creator of the Wrecking Crew. Now, tell us about the project itself. it cost a lot of money to get the rights to play a lot of the musical cuts within the film. So tell us about how you kind of started it and what it took to actually get it to where it's available on Netflix and it's just available to the consumers now.
Well, I mean, when I started it, I knew the beginning, the middle, the end, and I quickly made after Dad passed, I made a 14-minute piece of like a trailer, and everybody loved it, everybody said you'll never get this made, and the reasoning was it was economics. Even if you got the labels and publishers to agree, that was the first hurdle, then you have to figure out, well, it's going to cost so much money. And if it's going to cost this much, it's never going to make this much. So no one would help me. So basically, as my wife said, every time she looked up on the screen, she saw her kitchen that she always wanted to do up on the screen. Instead, she sees the film. So we kept going and going. And finally, we just did the thing that you're not supposed to do is refinance and keep doing that. But I had all this footage. If I didn't make it, it's funny because I actually to describe it as you have the perfect plan. I know it sounds trite that I'm saying it on this show, but it's actually real. If you have the plans, you have the property overlooking the beach. You have this beautiful plans to build this house. You have all of the appliances and everything else. But until you build it, you can't sell it. And that's what I had. I had all this footage of Brian Wilson, of Nancy Sinatra, Herb Alpert, all the musicians, and I could not get anybody interested because I kept filming on my own. And finally, I refinanced and used all my credit cards, made the film for the festivals, did extremely well in 2008, but again, still in the same situation. I still had to pay for the music, and there's 110 songs in the movie itself. So I had to come up with various ways of creating, you know, fundraisers. Like we met at Orban, and we, you know, found donors, people to help out, and people dedicated songs and stuff. And I would, every which way, I would try to find a sponsor to help me out. And every time money came in, we would pay off a label and a publisher.
Tell you that Boots Are Made for Walking video with Nancy Sinatra, that was one of the highlights of the film. For the guys out there, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Denny Tedesco is with us. So you hung out with all these people then?
No, not growing up. Only for when I was doing the film. I didn't know it. I only knew the names. Dad always went to work, and Dad never, Dad really kept work separate. I asked my mom years ago, I said, Mom, did Dad ever take you to those Peggy Lee sessions? And she goes, no, Dad always said a plumber doesn't take his wife to work. And I totally get it. I mean, you got work, you got work. It's not going to change.
Well, not only that, if you go and you look at this list, and I read the book. I confess I have not seen the movie, but I did read the book about it. And you just go through this list. It's a Mr. Tambourine Man, Mamas and the Papas, Monday, The Association, the I Got You Babe, a couple, the Sonny Bono hits. And even, Classical Gas came out of that because Mason Williams was part of your, part of the entourage there.
Yeah, and these guys, the thing is, people, you're talking about early 60s into the mid 70s. These guys were going, Dad was going to work 3 or 4 times a day, different studios, leave at 8 in the morning and maybe not come home until midnight or later. They would just start dates whenever they would take it, whenever it's available. You only could tell how busy you were by not by how much you were working, but how much work you turned down. I mean, it was a gravy train, and they didn't want to get off.
All right, Denny Tedesco with us from The Wrecking Crew. Now, tell us where people can get the film right now.
Well, if you have Netflix, you can watch it on your subscription, and that's obviously free. You pay for it somewhere, I guess, but check it out there. If you get a chance to buy the DVD, go to my website, which is wreckingcrewfilm.com, and actually use the word thank you on the discount. You'll get a discount code. But the reason I say that, even if you've seen the film, the DVD has 6 hours of bonus materials. And when I cut this in 2006, my editor said, you got to stop interviewing people. I said, I get it. Because you can't put everybody in this. I said, but that's why God gave us DVDs for the extras. And when I got Magnolia Pictures picked it up, they said, "Oh, well, yeah, we'll do some extras. We'll put it on, you know, a DVD." I said, no, you don't get it. I have hours and hours, and I had to license more music for that, which is hilarious. But I did, and we got it out. And I'm telling you, there's Leon Russell's in it, Michael Nesmith, you know, he's not in the film. Petula Clark, Jackie DeShannon, and Richard Carpenter. These are people that aren't in the film. You know, so everybody, I kept interviewing people because I knew history was leaving us. And as we're all doing this, you know, all these radio interviews and what we do, you want to capture it. You don't want to leave it. And, you know, even family, you know, if you have a chance, you know, just because they aren't famous or someone, you know, you should interview people. Interview your loved ones before they leave.
All right, Denny Tedesco. And the Wrecking Crew, wreckingcrewfilm.com is the website, wreckingcrewfilm.com, and the DVD you can get there, as Denny said, 6 hours of bonus material outside of the film, so that should be good. Denny, thanks so much for coming on, and great to have you. Good luck with your project.
Thanks, guys.
All right, and we will be back with more. You're listening to Home Improvement USA.
Can you find breaker panel? I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about an easy way to identify the breaker you need to find right after this. Life is loud. From noisy kids to blaring electronics, it's a big challenge. Cut the noise with Rockwool Safe and Sound Stone Wool Insulation. Made from rock, it naturally blocks sound. So no matter what video game the kids are playing, the rest of the family can enjoy a quieter, more comfortable space. To learn more about Rockwool Safe and Sound Stonewool Insulation, visit rockwool.com. That's rockwool.com. When you need to turn off a circuit to change a light fixture, it's easy enough to flip breakers until the light goes off. But changing receptacles can be a little more tricky. You could plug in a lamp, but you'll have to make several trips back and forth to the breaker box unless you have someone helping you out. Instead, try this. Plug a portable radio into the outlet that you want to work on and turn the volume up loud enough to be heard at the breaker box. Now you can simply flip circuit breakers until the music stops to find the circuit you need to have turned off. Then be sure to note the breaker number and the circuit location inside the panel so you can avoid the whole process the next time. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at National Credit Advisor can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-605-3081 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-605-3081. That's 1-800-605-3081. Again, 1-800-605-3081.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
It is Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush. He's Steve Leventhal. Check us out, homeimprovementusa.com. Archive programs up there. And you can listen to hours and hours of Home Improvement USA right in a row. Bring the family right around the computer.
Why?
You know, for your listening pleasure. Right now with us, an old friend of the program from Ennis, Montana, we bring in Bill Von Bretthorst from Planetary Systems. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Hi, I'm glad to be back.
Okay, say hello to Bill, Steve.
Hello to Bill, Steve.
Hello, Bill, Steve.
There you go. Okay, I could tell people what planetary systems is, but you live it, you breathe it. So why don't you tell us what you do out there in Ennis, Montana? We'll talk a little bit about Ennis and then how you told the power company to stick it. You're off the grid. But planetary systems, tell us all about it.
Well, I started a long time ago in power generation, big systems, and then I at some point decided that really wasn't going to work, which it turns out it probably won't. So I decided to figure out ways to make people be able to create their own electrical power on site, because everyone needs electrical appliances in their house. No one lives in a log cabin with a wood stove and that's it anymore. So, you know, I started researching it, and then I started actually doing it for one of these mail order companies about 20 years ago, and then eventually I moved into doing it on my own and created my own business and did a lot of big projects and decided that we would be living off-grid ourselves. So that's what we've been doing, and, you know, meanwhile learning how everything goes and the best ways to do it and things not to do and appliances and everything that you need to actually be energy efficient, which is really the key to it.
Okay, so and the website, if you want to follow along at home, Planetary Systems, planetarysystems.com. So you moved to Ennis, Montana. This is way out in the country, and you walk the walk. You actually live off the grid. So tell us about your house. Tell us about your setup right there.
Well, we started from scratch. We were actually living in Jackson Hole, Wyoming at the time, and we were looking around in the area and ended up coming up to Ennis here. And it's kind of a little banana belt area, they say, because it does have a little milder temperatures. But it seems to have an awful lot of wind and an awful lot of sun. So we picked a spot because we're like 75 miles from Yellowstone National Park. We ended up building in a place that literally is sitting on top of the largest block of basalt you could find. It's 190 feet deep and about 300 feet wide and 200 feet the other way, and it's literally a really solid base. So we decided to build there, but you can't dig here because the basalt is really shallow. So we had to figure out ways to bring in truckloads of dirt and build everything up, and that's what we did. So we had to kind of design it as we go. So we built our shop and our office and our home and all that stuff all on top of this basalt on concrete piers into it, and then ran all our conduits and everything on the ground right on the rock, and then poured fill over that, and that's our, you know, structure for transferring power and connections and heating and all that stuff. So we had to figure all that out. So it was a good experience doing it from scratch.
What kind of appliances do you have?
We have a bunch of refrigerators we got from a company called Vestfrost. They're in Denmark, but several other, LG makes a copycat one that works really about the same way now. And then we have a freezer from Italy, which is a really super efficient one, uses about 50 watts. And then we have all LED light bulbs, and we have a wood boiler to provide heat, and radiators and in-floor heating and stuff like that. So that's kind of what we did.
Now, Bill, why don't more people have these really efficient type of appliances, and why aren't there more manufacturers of them?
Well, because they cost a little more. It's like, you know, if you want a car that's going to give you 40 or 50 miles a gallon, you're going to spend a few more bucks than if you just get something that, you know, has a larger engine or, you know, needs towing capacity or something. But it costs a little more to be efficient because they have to put more insulation in them. Average refrigerator that you get at the store just has a whole bunch of fiberglass stuffed in between the metal sheeting, and these things are filled with that zero foam stuff that, you know, you could literally put a tile on it and put a blowtorch on it and you wouldn't notice any heat on the other side. They're extremely efficient. So that's the way all this stuff is made, and it just costs more. LEDs were really expensive for a while, and now they're coming down.
So, Bill, you also mentioned that you had some good wind up there. How are you taking advantage of that?
Well, we spent some time and worked with some companies offshore because nobody here wanted to deal with this stuff. So we did a lot of vertical axis wind turbines, which we're bringing in right now. And the other thing is that we kind of designed our own battery, worked with a couple of battery companies, and so we have this energy efficient, it's about 94% efficient AGM type battery, which is a zero maintenance. You don't put water in it, you don't do anything to it, it's a completely sealed battery, and this absorbed glass mat type, and now we're using these silicon batteries, and of course they come from China because that's where they developed them, because there was a huge market everywhere but in the U.S., so that's where this stuff originates from.
Now, Bill, just on a side note here, what do you do in Ennis, Montana? What do you do for fun to pass your time?
Drink.
Not much. No,
that's what Dave would do.
Don't drink, don't smoke, never did any of that stuff. So we grow vegetables pretty much. That's about it.
Okay. That's living it up. Okay.
So how far?
Hold on, Steve. Hey, relax. No local dance hall? You know, people get together?
Oh, there's a few things around here, but this is supposedly a fishing capital, but it's so busy down there, I never go down there.
Okay. All right, so it's you
and people floating around in boats, casting out lines.
Yeah, so it's you and your wife there, right?
Yes.
All right, very nice. Go ahead now, Steve.
How far are you from Jackson Hole?
It's about 90 miles.
Okay. Yeah. Dirt road? I mean, we're talking way out there where you are?
No, it's a gravel road, but I mean, it's not like you're going up into Siberia or anywhere. It's just...
I think Dave has this vision of Jed Clampett or something.
No,
it's just 2.5 miles or 1.5. Yeah, it's about 2 miles down a gravel road. Yeah.
Okay. Bill Von Bretthorst with us from Planetary Systems. Check out his website, planetarysystems.com. And now you talk about you've done a lot of commercial stuff too. I mean, big stuff. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we did the first project I really worked on by myself was a thing that I don't think it's working exactly the same way now, but it was a pretty large system in Friday Harbor, Washington. It was called Sustainable Technology Center, and it was a big deal back in the mid, early, late 90s, and we built that place before really the technology was quite there, but it was a pretty big office building. It had three buildings, probably about 6,000 or 8,000 square foot, and it was partially off grid. We had dedicated outlets and all sorts of stuff, and it had an on-site sewage system and water recycling and all that kind of stuff in it. But the one of the bigger ones, and I've got two or three like this now. But we did some stuff in Africa, but the biggest one is actually right down next to us. It's called the Alternative Energy Research Institute. It's basically a guy that, had a few bucks extra, and he put this in, and it's a completely off-grid 17,000 square foot building that's got probably the largest power system around here. It's got a 150,000 watt battery bank and solar panels and our vertical axis wind turbines all over, and it's completely self-sustaining, basically.
So, Bill, we keep reading about the efforts being made to increase the efficiency, make it more affordable. Where do we stand today with the the solar panels and stuff like that?
Well, when I started doing this, a 60-watt solar panel was about $400. And that was in the early 90s. And now you can get a 300-watt solar panel for about $250. So that's kind of where we're at. They consolidated and kept making bigger and bigger panels. But that was because there was so many solar companies popped up that, they've literally flooded the market, and that's actually what's happened. They're not that much more efficient, actually. The difference between a 14% efficient panel and a 17% efficient panel is pretty much nominal.
All right. Well, always an interesting guest, Bill Von Bretthorst from Planetary Systems, and check out their website. You can learn all about these things. PlanetarySystems.com. That's where you go. And Bill's been doing this a long time. He's been coming on our show, probably around 10 years already now. Yep. You've been coming on Home Improvement USA. So we're certainly glad to have you on the guest. You're an interesting guest, and we wish you the best of luck out there. We'll have you back on the show a little ways down the line, Bill, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Bill Von Bretthorst, Planetary Systems, thanks a lot for coming on the show. We've got a lot more coming back here on Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush, along with Steve Leventhal. If you want to know where we air, all that kind of stuff, archive shows, homeimprovementusa.com, also homeimprovementusa.net. Good information up there. And like we said when we started this segment, you can listen to hours of it with all your friends. We'll be back. Stay with us.
You know, sometimes when you compare prices on products, you think to yourself, what difference does it make? The rates are all about the same anyway. But sometimes the rates are very different. Let me give you an example where there's a huge difference in pricing between companies. Vehicle protection plans. Look, if your car is 4 years or older, having a vehicle protection plan is a no-brainer. The trick is not to overpay for it. Here are the facts. The average price of a vehicle protection plan is $2,800, while the price of a TOCO warranty vehicle protection plan for most vehicles is just $1,500. The average down payment on a vehicle protection plan is $299. With TOCO warranty, there's no down payment. The average monthly payment on a vehicle protection plan is more than $160 a month. With TOCO, the average monthly payment is just $49. To get a highly rated vehicle protection plan at a great low rate, call TOCO Warranty at 1-800-987-3157. That's 1-800-987-3157. Terms and conditions apply.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's AMESresearch.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Hi, this is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to try the new streaming radio app from Internet FM. It features 24 online radio stations playing nothing but rock and roll. No annoying pop-up ads, little or no commercial breaks, and best of all, no sign-up required. Simply download Internet FM from the Apple Store or Google Play and it's ready to go. Just pick your favorite station and assign it to any of the 18 programmable buttons. That's the new Internet FM app on Apple or Google Play. Download it today.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
Back on the program, Home Improvement USA, Dave Rush along with Steve Leventhal. And with us right now from a company called Glentronics in the Chicago area, we bring in old friend of the show, Alan Schulman. And I don't mean you're old. You're not old. You've just been on the program.
We like for to say several a years. Friend of long acquaintance.
Is that what we like to say?
That's what my family likes to say.
You guys are going to my gray hair that I didn't have last time I saw you in 1995.
All right. So tell us about Glentronics and the products that you have. You're in the sump pump business.
We are the sump pump guys. And what we have, you know, as you recall back in the 90s when we first did some of these shows and advice things, is battery backup sump pumps. And we obviously do that and become the by far leader in that industry. And then whether it's the retail trade or whether it's installed by a plumber trade. And then we've also gotten into primary pumps within the last 10 years. And the thing that's really been a hit in the last, I'd say, 3-4 years is what I call a combination system.
Okay.
So a combination system is a primary and a backup, but all pre-assembled. And all you have to do is just drop it into the sump pit. Remember that hole that's in the bottom of your house if you got a basement that collects the water. and plug it in the wall, and voila, this thing is ready to go for either everyday use, plug in the wall, or for emergencies. The backup system has got its own battery that's going to store energy, be totally independent of the house, and it will do the work for you. So you always have a way to get water out. No flooding in the basement.
Tell people, even something I might be able to do?
Well, let's not go that far. Tell us why people need a backup system. Some you might think it's obvious, but let people know why.
Yeah, it's obvious to me. Obviously, I'm quite involved. But the reality is when you have a basement and this water that's collecting around the house has been drained into a sump pit, you now got a basement that's collecting water. You absolutely have to get it out. And so you plug a pump into an electric outlet, you put it down there, you pipe it in, and when the water comes up, the float switch goes on, the pump turns on, and you pump the water out. All fine and well as long as, A, the pump is working, mm-hmm. B, the switch is not stuck, which is probably the biggest problem with some pumps, or C, the power's out, or maybe just the circuit breaker that pump is plugged into is no longer working. And so that's when you need a backup, because well, the main pump's not working. You have zero pumps, and the water's coming in. You know, think about that. There's a storm coming, and it starts pouring, and the water's running everywhere, and the pump's running fine. And you hear it going on and off, and everything's cool, and all of a sudden, silence. Something.
Well, like in my house, when all of a sudden everything's fine, and then all of a sudden the lights flicker, and then boom, out go the lights.
And that's when you think about these things, and you've got a bucket is what you got. How many times can you go up and down
lucky.
The stairs?
Did you have a bucket?
I've been in the bucket brigade.
He had a bucket and a mop. See, he's on a home improvement show, and he's got a bucket and a mop.
Buckets are not efficient.
Tell me about it.
What was Mickey Mouse in the...
The Sorcerer's Apprentice in Fantasia.
Sorcerer's Apprentice, pumping the water out. Great example. Never thought of that one before.
All right, let's talk about common mistakes people might make when buying sump pumps and those types of systems.
Well, one of the problems is you just like say, okay, I want the cheapest thing. I got a sump pump. I'm cool. Case closed. Not. You have a general idea. If your house has a lot of water coming in, and you always have to size the system or pick one that's appropriate for the worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. Not every day, but the worst case scenario. So if you know when it really rains in your house, there's going to be a ton of water coming in. You got to start thinking big. And so one of the things about our line is that there's a good, better, best selection. And obviously, the bigger or better you get, the stronger the pump, the stronger the charging system. And so if you're in the high water area, you got to go with a big one.
Okay.
If not, there's a mid-range which pumps an awful lot of water, not as much as the big one. Let's throw some numbers at this. Big guys, 2,400 gallons of water to a 10-foot height.
That's a lot of buckets.
It's a amount of buckets you absolutely cannot do by hand. I don't care how many neighbors you got or kids or whatever.
They don't want to be there. I guarantee it.
But it wouldn't work anyway.
Right.
So that's the bigger systems. The middle of the road are 1,730 gallons. And the little guys are 1,000. So think about 1,000, 1,730, 2,400. It's quite a range.
Yep.
And then, you know, everybody wants to know, like, how much? You know, I mean, I can tell you things about retail prices. So if you walk into Home Depot, Lowe's, Ace, True Value, Dude Best, you'll find our basement watchdog systems. Ballpark, you know, just the system without the battery, anywhere from 150 for the small, $250 for the medium, $500 for the big dog.
Okay. If somebody wants to look online, and tell us what people will see when they go to your website.
Well, they're going to see, first of all, let's talk about two websites. Okay. Think about stopflooding.com.
Okay.
That's our Pro Series line of pumps. And basementwatchdog.com. That's the retail brand, stocked in stores and available online in a variety of sites. And I forgot the question.
The question is, what will they see when they go to these fine sites?
They're going to see everything we're talking about. They'll be able to walk through. If they want to look at backups, they'll see that good, better, best. If they want to see our energy efficient primaries, they'll walk through that. If they want to see our technology for switches, which we really haven't talked about, but usually a pump has a switch goes on and off, but ours are two switches just in case. It's kind of like the shuttle. You need a redundancy. You always want to make sure it turns on.
Now, what about support? I mean, there might be people that maybe don't even have your product, but would look at your website or go to a stopflooding.com type site or, you know, and want some help with what they're doing.
There's nothing like a human person on the other end of the phone. And we spend a huge amount of resources. Let's just say there's a lot of people sitting in our office which will talk you through whether you want a new system, you don't even know if you need one, or you need one fixed, something's not working right, we have a repair department. Here's the magic number. Everybody run, okay. Get a pencil. Here it comes. You there? You got a pencil? Okay, here we go. 800-991-0466. There's nothing like a human voice on the other end. So we pride ourselves in being there. Whether it's a storm or it's just an everyday question, call us.
All right, Alan Schulman with us. He is from Glentronics. They are the maker of the Basement Watchdog. And we touched in previous segments on the program about the ProLine series. Let's give this about a minute. What do you have for the commercial user?
So the commercial user has a variety of things. And one of the things a lot of commercial people do is deal with sewage pumps.
Okay.
I don't want to deal with a sewage pump.
I don't want to deal with
Nobody wants to deal with a sewage
pump.
Well,
let's see Steve deal with the sewage. No, go ahead.
Fortunately, there are plumbing contractors, and that is their business, and they're prepared for it. And so in our PHCC Pro Series line, there's a really strong half-horsepower cast iron sewage pump. But the really exciting thing, and this just happened like 3 weeks ago after years of research, the Pro Series is introduced a switch to turn that sewage pump on that has no moving parts.
Okay.
Nothing can get it hung up. And think about what goes in a sewage pit. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff that fouls up the on-off switches in a sewage pit. But this technology, you just can't mess it up. Simple rod, water touches the rod, pump goes on. It's even got alarms and monitoring features built into the controller, including a connection to your security system or an auto dialer that would call you wherever and say your sewage pump isn't working. It'll tell you the AC power is out. It'll tell you the pump's been running for 10 minutes continuously, and that's too long. You better check out your pump system. It's just an all-inclusive monitoring and switching system. It's called the Ultimate Sensor Switch. So we're really excited. We've got patents on it and all these types of it's insurance. We want this thing to work every time. And that same switch will work for your sump pump as well. But again, it's designed for the very worst and miserable application, and that's the sewage pump. And those are all around the country.
Okay. Lastly, there's probably competitors out there. What would you say if somebody's looking at a competing product line? Why should they go with you?
I'm a nice guy.
Besides that.
Oh, there's something
That's
else.
The obvious part. Let's go with the more features and benefits type of thing that your PR agency is going to
do. We got to be a little glib about it. But the reality is that everything, and I'm the one that creates and designs these with our engineers, is I'm possessed.
Okay.
I want it to work. I want it to make sure it pumps the most amount of water possible on the least amount of energy and work every time. And if something needs to be maintained, my bells and whistles, as I call them, are going to do their thing and tell you what you need to do before there's a problem. So if you want consistency, you want reliability, you just don't want to worry about your pumping systems. That's why, whether it's our Basement Watchdog or our professional line, the PHCC Pro Series, I've put the best of every material in them so that they'll work. And actually, you won't have to come back and buy another one for an awful lot of years. I don't even have any planned obsolescence in these things.
All right. Alan Schulman, Glentronics, we appreciate you coming in the studio again today. And good luck with your Pro line and your consumer line.
Thank you.
All right. It's Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush along with Steve Leventhal. Remember our websites, homeimprovementusa.com, homeimprovementusa.net, and homeimprovementusa.com. Anchor.fm. A lot more coming back on the program, so stay with us.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at National Credit Advisor can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-605-3081 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-605-3081. That's 1-800-605-3081. Again, 1-800-605-3081.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S, research.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
Hi, this is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to try the new streaming radio app from Internet FM. It features 24 online radio stations playing nothing but rock and roll. No annoying pop-up ads, little or no commercial breaks, and best of all, no sign-up required. Simply download Internet FM from the Apple Store or Google Play, and it's ready to go. Just pick your favorite station and assign it to any of the 18 programmable buttons. That's the new Internet FM app on Apple or Google Play. Download it today.
Now, back to Home Improvement USA.
It is Home Improvement USA. I'm Dave Rush, joined by Steve Leventhal. And now we bring in from a company called Jack of All Trades, Stu Fox. Stu, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. Great to be here. And you live in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and work on a lot of old homes, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's Fredericksburg's a very historic city, so there's a lot of real old homes here in town.
Okay, well, you kind of do kitchens, bathrooms, basements, decks, porches, flooring, tile, custom carpentry. So you are kind of a jack of all trades. So first, let's start out with some of the old homes. What kind of obstacles do you run into, or maybe different situations with an older home, especially in a historic area like that, when you're working on them?
Sure. You know, one of the things that you find, especially when you're doing, you know, probably in kitchens and bathrooms is one of the bigger things. And if you're doing a remodel there and you're opening up walls or you have to do any, you know, plumbing and those or electrical, you know, one of the things that you have a lot of the time is that you open up the walls and there are things that were done, you know, 150 years ago that don't quite meet today's codes or standards. So,
sure.
And you don't know that until you open up the walls and see what's back there. So sometimes you really have to go to some great lengths to bring those things up to code and meet current standards when you open up the walls like that.
All right, I have a question. Besides the fact of there being, you know, the historic nature and whether or not you have to get permission in certain houses, how's the construction that was done 150 years ago compared to today, in all honesty?
Really, you know, there are a lot of things about it that you see things that are just, it's just such solid construction. And it's really, it's kind of one of the neat things when you do open things up. We had worked on a floor in one of the restaurants in town, and the building's from the 1850s. And we had to do a new subfloor and open it up. And they have the big old 2x12, real true hand cut 2x12 joists in the floor there, which you just don't see anymore. And those kinds of things. It's just really solid construction, which, you know, I think a lot of it is a lot better than some of the things that you see today. They're slapped together real quick, but it's real neat to see some of that stuff.
Now, you touched on electrical. How was the electricity 150 years ago? It was non-existent, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So, obviously, some of the older homes have been updated along the way with various things, but a lot of them still have, maybe there's wiring from the 1920s or plumbing from that era, things like that, that were added in after that.
What do you have to do in a situation like that? And let's stick with electrical here.
Sure.
What you didn't have too many appliances in the 1920s. There's at least a few more in a house now. So what do you have to do in a situation like that?
Well, a lot of times, certainly it depends on what you find. Sometimes you'll still find the old knob and tube wiring, which is something that just has to be completely redone. You'll have to remove all that, and you may have to put in a brand new panel, electrical panel, circuit breaker to update that. Sometimes you still see the old fuse boxes where they have the bus fuses that you can screw in and screw out rather than circuit breakers. And if you come across that, that's something that you really have to just get rid of that and start over, because you can't just patch in new wiring up to old knob and tube wiring, that kind of thing. You just have to have a qualified electrician come in and rewire everything from the source, which is a big undertaking and a big cost, but it's really the only way to do it safely and properly.
All right, Stu Fox with us, Jack of All Trades Construction Company in Fredericksburg, Virginia. We're talking about working on old houses, and you bought one yourself that you had to fix up, right?
I did, yes. Now, by Fredericksburg standards, I have a new house. It was built in 1954, so that's pretty recent for
that's pretty new,
Fredericksburg
yeah.
standards. Yeah, but in comparison to the subdivisions and suburban homes, it's still older, but it needed quite a bit of work, basically a total redo top to bottom. So it was a fun project to work on as my own house.
What did you have to do? Give us some examples.
Well, there was basically no kitchen. The room existed, but there was nothing in it. So we reconfigured that, opened up a wall to create a dining room open to a kitchen. One of the big issues was that the basement was moldy, and it was partially finished, but it was covered in mold. So I had to rip everything out down to the concrete, remove it properly, treat the mold, and then start again with new framing and everything and refinish it.
Yeah, I know what he's talking about, Dave. Our house, maybe you never saw the original one, was built in 1965. So we took it down to the foundation, gutted it, and started again with a second story. And even the kitchen, everything had to be redone because it was poorly designed.
I remember your original house. And then you remodeled it. Didn't you try and push a few complimentary trades through the home improvement show in order to get a little break on your pricing for some of that stuff? Isn't that true, Steve?
Let's see. The jacuzzi, the garage door, front door. What else?
You've got something.
Yeah, that sounds like you did pretty well there.
I did very well.
Yeah, okay. Why don't you do some of that stuff now? All you do is kind of add to the show every now and then. No, I'm just kidding. Steve does a lot of work, Stu. A lot of work on this show.
Don't
sure.
you forget it.
Okay. Now, Stu, are you also putting together a website of your own?
Yes, that's correct. It's basically a home improvement, basically like a DIY home improvement magazine type thing with information and tips and things like that. It's also going to have a little diagnosis center where you can go in and click on areas of the home. It'll give you categories if you have having an issue and not sure how to address it. It'll have lists of all kinds of different issues, and you can click on and it'll bring up possible solutions or plans of attack to address it.
Okay, so it's not actually complete right now, but it's up, and you've got at least some things up there right now. Give us the web address.
Okay, the web address is www.thehomemd.com.
The Home MD.
Correct.
Okay. Hey, that's a pretty good, that's like the doctor one, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah, that was okay. Kind of, you know, the concept, I guess, is a little similar in that, and being able to diagnose problems with your home and also have information and tips to keep your home healthy and well-maintained and enjoyable. So that's it's in progress right now. We do have some information up there, and we're working hard to get it really fully populated with information and links where you can, you know, shop for things for your home and projects. And but it is live, and we certainly would welcome any feedback or suggestions anyone might have if they want to check it out.
So, Stu, what do you see as some of the most common things? Let's say somebody who hasn't updated their house in 15 or 20 years, what are some of the things that you would see if you walked, somebody invited you to their house to kind of give an overview?
You know, most of the time, if it's, you know, if they just haven't updated it, as long as they've maintained it, but maybe they just haven't updated anything, a lot of it tends to just be cosmetic. You can, you know, change the paint, new kitchen cabinets, new flooring, you know, siding. Sometimes, you know, in about 20 years, you may need to talk about your roof, take a look at that. But the big key in that is really maintaining it along the way, so that at least, even if it becomes a little outdated, you don't have issues that are you know, causing problems. You know, water and moisture is a common problem. If you have trim boards that can get a little bit rotted, or your gutters have been leaking a little bit or something, and water gets in behind some of the trim, that can really cause a lot of problems over time. So that's something to just keep an eye on and be paying attention to. And then that way, you know, the only things you have to do every so often are when you want to do some cosmetic updates and you know, to bring it up to current design and your own desires.
Okay, Stu Fox with us from Jack of All Trades, Fredericksburg, Virginia. And he has a website, thehomemd.com, thehomemd.com. Hey, maybe you could put a link to this Home Improvement USA radio station up there. How does that sound, Stu?
Yeah, I would love to do that.
Okay.
We can put a link right there, and so people can tune in and listen to you guys and all your advice.
All right. No charge for that, and you get an autographed picture of Steve as a network of as an affiliate of this radio station.
Absolutely perfect. I have the perfect frame for it.
You're offering up my picture. You should send your picture, because you're the Charlie Sheen lookalike.
Yeah, there you go. And then you have connections to our go-to gutter guy, Kevin Leahy, right?
Correct. Yeah, Kevin's my uncle.
Okay. Well, but blood uncle or married through marriage uncle?
He is a blood uncle. He's my mom's brother.
Okay, so he'll be your uncle forever. That's good to know.
Yes, that
you never
is,
know
that
in those other situations. You're your uncle for a while, right? Then if there's a divorce.
I have an uncle, Uncle Fester. You know him?
Uncle Fester? That doesn't surprise me at all, Steve. All right, Stu. Well, best of luck to you out there. You've been doing this as a business for almost 4 years now. You got the website going, and so it looks promising. And I think you're in a great area for construction because of all the old homes out there. So we wish you a lot of luck, and good luck with the website, too.
All right, great. Well, I really appreciate you guys having me on, and good luck with the show. And I'll definitely be tuning in and putting a link on the website, and hope I get to talk with you again sometime soon.
Okay, will do. I think we got a lot to talk about throughout the next coming few years, I bet, because with what you do, there is a whole lot of content, because you go from the gamut, basements, decks, porches, flooring, kitchens, all of that. Stu Fox, Jack of All Trades. And again, the website, thehomemd.com. I'm Dave Rush, along with Steve Leventhal. This is Home Improvement USA.
Do you need to get a coat of paint on the house before the weather turns colder? I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner. Stay tuned, and we'll talk about an easy method to paint lap siding right after this. Life is loud. From noisy kids to blaring electronics, it's a big challenge. Cut the noise with Rockwool Safe and Sound Stone Wool Insulation. Made from rock, it naturally blocks sound.
So no matter what video game the kids are playing, the rest of the family can enjoy a quieter, more comfortable space. To learn more about Rockwool safe and sound stonewool insulation, visit rockwool.com. That's rockwool.com.
Painting lap siding is a chore because the horizontal seams make using a traditional roller difficult. Even if you're able to make it work, you have to go over the surface again with a brush to smooth out the roller's texture and to coat all the edges of each piece. Instead, try this. Put your paint in a 2-gallon bucket and hang a 6-inch roller screen in it. Use a brush to cut in and coat the edges of each row before using a 6-inch mini foam roller to coat the flat surfaces of the siding. The foam roller leaves a smooth finish that won't need back brushing, and by using one container for both tools, you'll simplify the process of moving up and down ladders and around the house. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
The Year in Sports. I'm Bob Terrell. Join us in 1989 on The Year in Sports. The San Francisco 49ers came off a 17-2 season to go on to the most lopsided game in Super Bowl history to date. The 49ers' 55 points were the most ever scored by one team, and their 45-point margin of victory over the Broncos was the largest ever. The NBA championship was a rematch of the previous year's round between the Detroit Pistons and the LA Lakers. This time, however, it was the Pistons over the Lakers in a 4-game sweep. The World Series that year is best remembered as the Earthquake Series. It caused a 10-day disruption in play. It also was the most one-sided contest in the history of the World Series. The Oakland A's led all but 2 innings of the 4-game sweep. San Francisco never had the lead. In Stanley Cup playoff action, the Calgary Flames won an all-Canadian final against the Montreal Canadiens 4-2. I'm Bob Terrell. Thanks for joining us in 1989 on The Year in Sports.
Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. Save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Get 50 blue or 50 yellow pills for just $99. You save more than $500. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-967-6803. 800-967-6803.
The Year in Sports. I'm Bob Terrell. Join us in 1995 on The Year in Sports. A good year for the Cowboys in 95. Once again, the NFC champions with a 15-4 record. In Super Bowl 30 following the season, the MVP award went to the Cowboys' Larry Brown. It was Dallas over the Steelers in the end, 27-17. The Houston Rockets found their way back into NBA championship play, this time taking on the Orlando Magic. This matchup put two centers on center stage. Shaquille O'Neal of the Magic and Hakeem Olajuwon of the Rockets. In the end, it was the Rockets winning out in overtime. The 1995 World Series matched the Atlanta Braves against the Cleveland Indians. The Braves won in 6 games, capturing their 3rd World Championship in franchise history. In Stanley Cup play in 1995, the New Jersey Devils swept the Detroit Red Wings in a 4-game sweep to take the title. I'm Bob Terrell. Thanks for joining us in 1995 on The Year in Sports.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at National Credit Advisor can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-605-3081 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-605-3081. That's 1-800-605-3081. Again, 1-800-605-3081.
Hi, everybody. This is Pat Hughes, radio voice of the Chicago Cubs, and I would like to invite you to check out Baseball Voices, the Hall of Fame series. These commemorative audio tributes celebrate the greatest baseball announcers of all time. Harry Carey, Jack Buck, Bob Uecker, Harry Callis, Marty Brenneman, Red Barber, Milo Hamilton, and Dave Niehaus. These CDs are a collection of highlights, history, humorous stories, and Hall of Fame speeches. Available now at baseballvoices.com. That's baseballvoices.com.
Hi, this is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to try the new streaming radio app from Internet FM. It features 24 online radio stations playing nothing but rock and roll. No annoying pop-up ads, little or no commercial breaks, and best of all, no sign-up required. Simply download Internet FM from the Apple Store or Google Play, and it's ready to go. Just pick your favorite station and assign it to any of the 18 programmable buttons. That's the new Internet FM app on Apple or Google Play. Download it today.